What's up, guys? This is Stephen MacDonald, host of Taking the Field with Stevie Mac, a lacrosse talk podcast, and this is your college lacrosse update. We jump right into the college lacrosse scoreboard this week, starting in Division I men's lacrosse from this past weekend, as Maryland comes back from an early 5-0 deficit in Ann Arbor to beat the Michigan Wolverines 18-12 the final there, behind a 16-goal run by the Terps. Jared Bernhardt and Anthony DeMeo finished with 5 goals and 2 assists apiece, while Bubba Fairman and Daniel Maltz added 3 goals for the Terps, and Bryce Clay on the other side paced the Wolverines with 3 goals and adding 1 assist. On Saturday, Notre Dame knocks off number 1 Duke 13-8. Morrison Muir for Notre Dame had 4 goals, while on the other side, Nekhai Montgomery for the Blue Devils had 4 assists on their 8 goals. And also a final on Saturday, Virginia hands North Carolina its second loss of the year in an 18-16 shootout. Ian Laviano for Virginia had 4 goals and 2 assists, while Matt Moore had 6 assists as part of an 8-point performance for the Cavaliers. And P.D. LaSala went 26 out of 38 on faceoffs, good for 68% for the game, also adding 7 ground balls. In Division II men's lacrosse, a pair of Saturday games highlight the Division II scoreboard as Rockhurst defeats Lewis 12-5. Sam Lindahl, Blake Bellinger, and Jake Fisher had 2 goals each for Rockhurst, while on the other side for Lewis, they received goals from 5 different players. And Rollins tops Florida Southern 13-12. Bailey Pringle for Rollins had 4 goals and 1 assist, while Sean Nolan for Florida Southern had 3 goals, 1 assist on the day. And in Division III men's lacrosse, a couple closely contested matchups down here in Division III. Ithaca edges out Clarkson 12-11. Connor Brumfield for Ithaca had 4 goals, while Jake Erickson had 5 goals as part of a 7-point outing. And Brian Penny and Connor Bartlett for Clarkson had 3 goals each, while Matthew Henson for Clarkson went 12 out of 14 on faceoffs. And Trine improves to 4-4 on the spring with a 12-10 win over Kalamazoo. Jared Shep for Trine had 4 goals and 1 assist, while Brandon Wright and Jake Nugent for Kalamazoo had 3 goals apiece. Now checking in to the college lacrosse scoreboard on the women's side starting in Division I, Detroit Mercy plays their first game in exactly a month on Tuesday afternoon as the Titans win in thrilling fashion, triple overtime game here in Akron against the Zips 15-14. The final, Elise Harder for Detroit Mercy had 4 goals to pace the Titans, while Marina Butler had 3. Annie Gilbert's second of the game was the overtime winner in the third overtime. Hannah Schrader and Maddie Johnson for the Titans in cage split time. Schrader in the first half, Johnson in the second and overtime. 10 saves aside for the two, as the Titans were 11 for 11 on clearing attempts for the game. And on the other side for the Zips, Alexis Kiefer had 8 goals while adding 4 draw controls. Syracuse tops Virginia 15-12 on Saturday. Megan Terrell for Syracuse had 5 goals and 1 assist, while Megan Carney for the Orange had 4 goals and 1 helper. Annie Dyson and Ashlyn McGovern for Virginia had 3 goals apiece. And North Carolina stays perfect at 10-0 now with an 11-10 win over Notre Dame. Jamie Ortega for North Carolina had 5 goals, while Maddie Howe for the Irish had 3, and Bridget Dehan in the cage for Notre Dame had 14 saves. In Division II women's lacrosse, Montevallo wins in a shootout against Young Harris, 18-17 the final in that one. Kaylee Spoon for Montevallo had 5 goals, while Aubrey Valvo for Young Harris had 5 goals and 1 assist. Also, Lee tops Alabama Huntsville 13-12. Dariana Blanton for Lee had 6 goals, while Kaylee Bernard had 14 saves in the cage. And on the other side for Alabama Huntsville, Kara Brown had 5 goals and 1 assist. And in Division III women's lacrosse, to round out the scoreboard this week, Marietta defeats Ohio Northern 16-12. Shannon Doyle for Marietta had 4 goals and 2 assists, while Maddie Lears had 13 saves in the cage, and Avery Snyder for Ohio Northern had 4 goals. Now taking a look at what's to come this next weekend in college lacrosse, starting on the men's side in Division I, what else but another big-time ACC matchup to look forward to this Thursday as Virginia hosts Duke at 7 p.m. On Friday, Michigan travels for round two with Penn State on the year, while on Saturday, Syracuse squares off with North Carolina. Hofstra and Delaware get underway at 4 p.m., and Rutgers will host Johns Hopkins. And on Sunday, an 8-0 Maryland squad, the first time since 2004 the Terps have been 8-0, they will host Ohio State. And in Division II men's lacrosse, a couple games to watch out for here as you squeeze in some Division II lacrosse this weekend. Friday, Belmont Abbey travels to Limestone, while on Saturday, North Greenville hosts Barton, and on Sunday, Westminster and Colorado Mesa will square off. And in Division III men's lacrosse on Saturday, Adrian hosts Kalamazoo, while John Carroll travels to Marietta, and Salisbury takes on St. Mary's of Maryland. But how about the women in college lacrosse and what's to come this weekend? On the women's side, starting in Division I on Thursday, one of the MAC's best in Central Michigan will host Kent State. While on Friday, at the time of this recording, folks, it looks like Michigan's women will give it a go after COVID-19 has postponed their last five games. I'll have the call in that game over on BTN Plus at 4 p.m. Eastern. And on Saturday, Virginia Tech travels to Durham to take on Duke. And in Division II women's lacrosse on Friday, McKendree will host Rockhurst. Northern Michigan and Grand Valley State will meet up. And on Saturday, Lincoln Memorial travels to Newberry. And to round out the segment in Division III women's lacrosse, taking a look at the weekend ahead for them, on Friday, Clarkson travels to St. Lawrence, while on Saturday, a couple games to watch out for. Rhodes and Hendricks will square off. Adrian and Alma will face off at 1 p.m., while Trine plays Calvin and Kalamazoo pays a visit to Hope. Make sure to check back in next week for the next edition of the College Lacrosse Update with Stephen MacDonald. You can also check out my show, Taking the Field with Stevie Mac, a lacrosse talk podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and just anywhere else you get your podcasts.